Everyone can get tricked by a spam email or an online phishing attack, but older people are especially vulnerable. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. We're all being hit constantly with spam callers, online phishing attacks, scams, and other fraud attempts. But there's medical evidence that otherwise healthy older people might become more vulnerable to these attacks. My colleague, David Brancaccio, host of the Marketplace Morning Report, has been reporting on how our defenses get weaker as our brains age. He said some researchers are figuring out how technology is used to scam people and how that same tech could be used to protect them.
I just spoke with a researcher at the University of Florida, Natalie Ebner, from the Department of Psychology there. She and her collaborator, Daniela Oliveira, a computer engineering professor, want to know who is especially susceptible to scams and who is not. They sign up older people for a study, put in a special browser on their stuff, and then, sneaky researchers, they creep in fake phishing emails to their test subjects. And they track who falls for the fake scams. Here's Dr. Ebner.
An almost majority of our sample, 43%, fell for those phishing emails. This included young and older adults. But it was especially the older women who showed a particular vulnerability to those phishing emails. And most importantly, what we thought was that there was very little awareness of the risks.
Oh, that's terrifying. So they turned out to be vulnerable, but did not think that they were vulnerable? And then tell me more about this 43%, the people who fell for this the most.
Yeah, I mean, this is the key, right? Who might be extra susceptible so that we can help them protect themselves? It's not really their general health. It's not just the older you get. One interesting finding here, older people with what researchers called negative affect were extra susceptible to online scams. So what's that mean? Well, they tested to see if people were having a bad day. Those are the people who seem to be prone to falling victim to these online scams. The people saying, oh, what a beautiful morning, were more immune.
So tell me more about Dr. Ebner's research. It sounds like this is developing toward potentially a product that could help people, right?
Yeah, here's Dr. Ebner again on a future product.
Our idea is to use profile information about the computer user, combine this with information we have about fraud indicators in emails, like how dangerous is an email, what kind of techniques does it use, and combine this in a tool which we plan to call Merlin.
Merlin, like the magician who serves the king, it would serve you maybe in a couple years. They're working on perhaps a browser plugin which learns your deal and then flags sketchy stuff with highlights. Could be bigger fonts suddenly or alarms that go off, way beyond what we currently consider spam filters.
David Brancaccio hosts the Marketplace Morning Report. You can find his coverage and practical tips for protecting yourself from online scams at our website, marketplace.org. And David has a one-hour special, Brains and Losses, the Bottom Line on Aging and Financial Vulnerability, and that will be airing on public radio stations nationwide in the coming days. And now for some related links. You heard us talking there about the idea of a cybersecurity product that could potentially detect fraud or phishing attempts and warn people. Well, David and I had a little chuckle about how everybody at Marketplace spends something like 4 hours doing cybersecurity training here at work, and we would all love a browser plugin instead. Hey, boss. But the fact is, anyone can fall for these attempts, and cybersecurity threats are getting way more sophisticated and common. The city of Baltimore has been struggling to recover from a ransomware attack almost 2 weeks ago. Hackers took control of city services like utilities, payment systems, surveillance cameras, real estate processing, and on, and refused to release them unless the city paid a ransom. Most of the time, attacks like these are the result of a successful phishing scam or social engineering. A report in Wired said this week that both the Democratic and Republican national committees still have major cybersecurity issues, and so do European political parties. On Tuesday, a school in Ohio had to send all its students home because of a malware infection that crippled the school's technology. Salesforce had the worst outage in its history late last week. You're getting the picture here. In some ways, we're all losing the battle against hackers. And over in Washington, the Department of Homeland Security is apparently asking some of its cybersecurity employees to volunteer to relocate to the U.S.-Mexico border to deal with border security. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.